It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Kim Parks. Kim is the Vice President, Treasury Management and Commercial Depository Officer at ESB Financial. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you doing on Valentine's Day morning?
I know. There's just so much love in the air today, Kim.
It's such a cute day.
And a perfect day to talk about taxes. You know, Valentine's Day and taxes. That's right up Kim Park's alley here at ESB Financial. But, Kim, it is. It's tax season, isn't it?
Yep. It's that time of year, and I'm here to give you your annual reminder and pep talk. It's tax season. Tax season can be a stressful time for some, but with the right information, you can go through it with a breeze and preparation. Whether you hire a professional or do it yourself, you need certain information and documentation to file your return. So always sit down and think through it before you start gathering. So I'm going to go over some of the basics you'll need. I want you to take note of the tax filing deadline is Monday, April 15th, so no extra bonus days for it falling on the weekend. I know this seems a little ways away, but it's better to get started early than wait till the last minute.
You have that right. Well, Kim, what are some of the key things to remember when filing our taxes?
For individuals, make sure you have all your necessary documents ready, including last year's tax, both federal and state returns. These aren't necessary exactly, but it's a good refresher on what you filed last year. You also want to have your W-2 forms from your employer or employers, any 1099s for additional income, receipts of deductible expenses, and other relevant financial records. Don't forget about potential tax credits you may qualify for, too, such as the education expenses, medical bills, property taxes, mortgage insurance, charitable donations, or other retirement contributions. And then for the business owners, the list may be a bit longer, but in addition to the personal documents, make sure you have your business financial statements, records of expenses, payroll information, and other relevant business tax forms. It's also a good idea to consult with your tax professional to ensure you've been taking advantage of all the available deductions and credits. So whether you're an individual or business, being proactive at tax season is crucial for your financial well-being. By staying organized, informed, and seeking professional assistance when needed, don't forget to ask for help. You can take this negative tax season and go into it with confidence.
And maximize those tax benefits, as Kim will tell. Kim, seems like you've been through this a time or two.
A time or two, yes.
All right.
It really is kind of a game, and it's fun once you get it down pat.
All right, and Kim does have that down pat, so. Get a hold of ESB Financial if you want more information or maybe some tips. And Kim, what about a money message for us this morning?
Yes, all of our bank locations will be closed Monday, February 19th for President's Day. But even though we're closed, you can always bank with us 24/7 online and through our mobile app. And as always, we are here to help you with your financial success. So feel free to contact us at 620-342-3454. Or visit our website, esbfinancial.com, to learn more.
Kim, great information as always. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Kim Parks, ESB Financial, Vice President, Treasury Management, and Commercial Depository Officer. ESB Financial has brought to you Managing Your Money, an Emporia tradition since 1901 with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.